Good morning. I've just woken up and it's almost 10 a.m. Sunday, June 25th, 2023, and I am back on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Thank you for listening. It's a lot cooler here. Got some nice ocean breezes. Hopefully gonna pick up some weed today. I was very stoned last night and I watched a movie called The Most Dangerous Game. I also signed up for Criterion Channel for the month. I know, but just to have it, I think is good. And I also wanted to watch Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me, which is a movie that I keep trying to watch it, and then I always get stopped in my tracks. My stepdad was obsessed with Twin Peaks for a while, and I had to keep fucking hearing about it, and it was so annoying, and I just, like, never wanted to watch anything Twin Peaks again after that shit. But I do want to watch Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me again, because I think it's a good movie, and I think it's interesting, and I think it was a little underrated at the time. There are issues with it. It is a bad movie in some ways, but it's also a good movie. Interestingly, Brady Sinelis was a fan. He talked about it on the pod from this week, and he said even at the time he thought it was a great movie, which surprised me, and made me want to watch it again. And I was just kind of in the mood for it last night, so I popped it on, and then I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going back to The Most Dangerous Game. It was just like, The Most Dangerous Game was just like too horny, just like too much sex, too much nudity. But I got back into it. I've been having trouble concentrating, both with reading and watching movies, which it's always been a problem for me. I'm sure I have some form of ADD or ADHD, but I don't know. It also might be, I was, withdrawing from cigarettes this week. I almost smoked one this morning, but luckily I don't have any right now. At least not that I can find readily available. I guess I smoked them all before I left. So I'm just gonna not smoke. I'm gonna stay strong. Not smoke cigarettes, that is. And also I went down on my medication, so like I'm withdrawing from that. So it's like, yeah, I have some distractions, but I'm feeling good, and I liked The Most Dangerous Game. I thought it was interesting. I thought it had some kind of cool action scenes. It is the first in what's known as the Game Trilogy, which are these three Japanese movies. Not sure who the director is. I've never heard of them. I don't really know anything about them. They're essentially Japanese crime films from the 1970s. Which is one of my obsessions, Japanese crime films, 1970s, particularly Kenji Fukasaku, and then there was that one Big Time Crime Boss that I watched, which I thought was pretty amazing, pretty great. I think Paul Schrader's a fan, and watched it as part of his research for the Yakuza when he was writing the script with his brother, something like that. I don't know. That might not be true. But, yeah. So I enjoyed it. Didn't finish it. Had to shut it off to sleep. But I was up pretty late last night. It was fun. I started staying up later this week. And I want to make a habit of it. Except when I have to work, of course, at 6:45 a.m. Like tomorrow, for instance, which is a day when I have to wake up at 6:45 a.m. So, all right, where was I? I think that's pretty much it for The Most Dangerous Game. I had something else to... Oh, yeah. Okay, so I picked up a copy. I think I mentioned this on a previous episode. I picked up a copy of Reservoir Dogs, the published screenplay, and I've been reading it. It's part of, they published it as, like, part of this kind of two-part book with the True Romance screenplay and an interview with Graham Fuller at the beginning. I went over this on one of the last few episodes, but, yeah, I already read the True Romance screenplay. This would have been years ago at this point when I got this exact same book from the library, but now I own it. Bought a used copy at Grey Matter Books in Western Mass, I think Northampton. And, yeah, I've been getting into the Reservoir Dogs screenplay, and it's amazing. And the reason it popped into my head was because I was talking about action as associated with The Most Dangerous Game, but there's a scene in Reservoir Dogs when, it's the scene, the kind of, scene that's cut away to where you see Mr. Pink escaping with the diamonds and shooting the cops. It's the first action scene in the movie, and it's written out in exquisite detail by Mr. Tarantino. It, the way it's written is pretty much exactly how it plays out in the movie. In fact, the movie is, like, pretty much exactly the script. Like, pretty much line-for-line dialogue. Some lines aren't in there. You know, there are some variations, but it's very close. And, yeah, and the action scene, the way it's written out is, like, very detailed, very specific. Quentin Tarantino writes out the entire, action scene of Mr. Pink's escape with the diamonds, and he shoots the cops, and all that, and it's even, like, it's even described down to, like, the fat cop, skinny cop. Fat cop gets shot, skinny cop comforts him, close up on the window as Mr. Pink smashes it. It's, like, exactly how it is in the movie, and it's all written out. It's detailed. Every beat is, in the screenplay. It's too early. I can't fucking think of words right now. But every beat is, explicated in the screenplay. And I love the way Tarantino writes it out and plans it out in the script form. Now, was the script altered to be the quote-unquote shooting screenplay? Was it altered for publication? Maybe. Maybe. But I believe that Tarantino had this all planned out in his head and then got it all down on paper before they shot one frame. Like, it definitely seems that way. And, yeah. I think that's pretty much it for now. Yeah, very precise, very planned out. I love the way Tarantino writes. I love the way, he writes out the action scenes, and I love that it's planned so exactly, and that they really stick to it when shooting. Yeah, it's, I think that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty much all I have to say. Anyway, that's where I got to, in the script, and, that's not where I got to in the script. I got to the Mr. White scene, so then they cut back to Mr. White and, Mr. Pink talking in the warehouse, and then it goes to the Mr. White section. So, the Mr. Pink stuff with the diamonds, it's revealed that he stashed the diamonds, and then he has the diamonds, that he escaped with the diamonds. I think you don't quite realize that when you see him running away with the cops. I mean, running away from the cops. I don't think. I think you see him carrying a bag, but then you don't know what happened, and then he says, you know, he reveals at the end of that scene with Mr. White, like, I have the diamonds, I stashed them. But you do see him with the bag in the movie, so it could be assumed that he escaped with the diamonds. But that part is not in the script, the fact that he has a bag slung over his shoulder. I don't think. Maybe it is written in the script. Okay, more updates. I'm listening to World Class Zoomer, which is the new episode of Red Scare, and they're talking about the idol, and I just remembered that I wanted to talk about the idol. So I watched Eps 1 and 2. Eli Roth is conspicuously absent from episode 2. And, yeah, and there's some awkward fucking in episode 2. It just, the show kind of lost me. So I still haven't watched Ep 3, but I don't know. Now, hearing them talk about it, and even just me talking about it, I do kind of want to watch Ep 3, so I may end up watching it tonight. Or at some point, probably this week, so you'll be hearing from me. Oh shit, wait, it's Sunday. Okay, so I think F4 is dropping today. Anyway, I'll probably end up watching all of them. Who am I kidding? Just wanted to mention that. Okay, music updates. Haven't listened to any full albums this week at all. I've been too busy doing activities. So I've just been kind of listening to, like, I don't know, fun songs and just songs that I feel like listening to, that I'm in the mood for, that'll put me in a good mood. But I'm actually going to check Pitchfork right now, see what's happening. Ugh. And then I may end up listening to some albums this week. So I think that's it for updates right now. I haven't gamed at all this week. Not at all. I didn't have my Xbox with me. But I did go to open mic comedy one night at a queer bar called The Majestic in downtown Northampton, which I did talk about. That's Northampton, Massachusetts, by the way. Not New York. So, yeah. I saw some open mic comedy, and there was this one kind of weird short guy who mentioned Red Dead Redemption 2, which was kind of funny. And he was like, he couldn't even remember the name of it. He had to, like, ask somebody. He was a little older. He was probably, like, 40s. And, I don't know. It just got me thinking about the game and got me wanting to play it. But funnily enough, I didn't think that much about it this week, or about gaming. Partly because I was distracted, partly because I'm not a hardcore gamer. I don't know, it's just interesting. But I will end up playing this week. Maybe today, maybe right now I'll go play. Now, I feel like being outside. It's much cooler here on the Cape than it is in Western Mass, so I'm just enjoying these breezes. It was, like, getting really humid. And I was getting real sweaty. But I'm cooling down now. One last note on the idol. I'm kind of into it, despite the gratuitous sex. But it is HBO. So it's almost like it's written in the contract. You have to have a gratuitous sex scene in this. In every episode. At least one per episode. When you sign with HBO. It's almost like that's in the contract. Okay, so I'm kind of into the idol, despite the fact that the show contains gratuitous sex, but every HBO show contains gratuitous sex, so what was I expecting? Plus, based on the trailer, I mean, it's a sexy show. It's meant to be sexy. Lily Rose Depp is sexy. Maybe The Weeknd is sexy to some people. Sure he is. So, yeah, that's the idol. I mean, it kind of works, kind of doesn't, but I'm looking forward to watching episode 3 and 4, if I do end up watching them. Which I maybe will, probably will. At this point, I'm thinking that I will. And it's also, I don't even know if it's HBO anymore, or if it's Max, or if Max is what HBO is calling their streaming service now. I'm not sure. Just to give you a little preview of tonight's movie. It's going to be Rolling Thunder, and I am looking forward to watching it. I can't wait to see how it ends. I mean, at least that's the plan for tonight's movie. The plan could change. Looks like there are some pretty cool shark movies now on Arrow, so I may be watching those. I was watching the interview with Quentin Tarantino, the on-stage interview, where he talks about Rolling Thunder, and he talks about the movie Bratz and De Palma, all sorts of things, and it just got me in the mood to watch a little Rolling Thunder. Got me on that Rolling Thunder vibe. So I might be finishing that movie tonight. I wanted to give you a little preview. Tarantino presented the movie at Cannes. He screened it at Cannes this year, and the interview is the post-screening discussion with him. So let's see. That's Rolling Thunder. Yeah, and I thought it would kind of tie in with the Master Gardener episode. It was written by Paul Schrader, although not directed by Paul Schrader. It was directed by John Flynn. Tarantino also at least mentions two other John Flynn movies, which I was not aware of. And he talks about how Paul Schrader disowns Rolling Thunder the same way that Quentin Tarantino disowns Oliver Stone's version of Natural Born Killers, which I can totally understand because that movie sucks, in my opinion. Although apparently Johnny Cash liked it. Apparently Johnny Cash saw it before he died and he liked it. And he said this to Tarantino in an elevator. And Tarantino didn't tell him that he hated it. So that's Natural Born Killers, right? So yeah, apparently the movie version of Rolling Thunder is so different from the script that Schrader hated it and disowned it. Apparently, I guess Tarantino has read Schrader's script, and apparently it has some of Paul Schrader's best dialogue, and almost none of it made it into the final film. And he also said this great quote, which to me sums up the whole thing, which is that it kind of sums up the whole movie, actually, for me, anyway. He said that Paul Schrader's script was, I can't remember the word he used. Paul Schrader's script was commenting on fascist revenge movies, and John Flynn's movie is a fascist revenge movie. However, it is the greatest fascist. I'm trying to say it fast because I wanted to get the time and this on the right time. With repeating numbers. Anyway, John Flynn's film or film version of Paul Schrader's screenplay is a fascist revenge movie. However, it is the greatest fascist revenge movie of all time. That's what I was trying to say.
This has been a production of Reptilian.